Now we bring to these microphones once again David James. David does David James Reports here on Prophecy Today, our website. It's on the right-hand column. Scroll down. You'll be able to find it there. And what we have been talking about in previous conversations here on the broadcast are all on that site. In addition, some papers that David has written, one in particular is about the blood moons and what part they play in Bible prophecy, if they do or whether they do or not. So this would be a good site for you to, I think, bookmark as far as you're concerned with your computer and reading special reports. We have conversations dealing with issues that the body of Christ needs to know about. David, welcome back. Thank you so very much for joining us.
Great to be with you again.
I know that you've been involved in ministry basically for about 25 years after you got saved. You really came out of the workaday world and came into ministry. But prior to that, in your undergraduate degree, do I remember correctly, you're an engineer by trade and by training, and still that helps you as far as your entire ministry is concerned today, does it not?
Yeah, that's true. My undergrad degree is in mechanical engineering, and I attended a math science and engineering school in the Midwest. Yes, it's amazing. I have found that the background in engineering, as much as anything, it teaches you how to think and think logically and analyze things, and that's been a tremendous help in ministry, both as I've taught apologetics courses, creationism, and various things like that, even theology, helping to think through and analyze the scriptures.
Well, with that information then, I want to continue my discussion that I had with Dr. John Wickham a couple of weeks ago. We were talking about the new 13-week Cosmos series. I believe it's entitled Cosmos, A Space-Time Odyssey, and it's on the Fox TV channel. But in addition to that, it's on National Geographic channel as well on cable television. Have you had a chance to see those first two of the programs?
Actually, I have. I actually went through both of them carefully, and even took notes as I was going through them.
Well, I did the same thing. So let's have a discussion on that particular series. It's very concerning to me. I think it's an evil influence. Now, having said that, what's your impression of this series?
Well, I think the first thing that strikes you right off the bat is that it has an extremely high production quality. I do a lot of graphic artwork and some video production and things, and the quality of the graphics, I just can't imagine how much money they poured into this to produce what they've done. But along with that, it also, with such a high production quality, it also has the potential of being deceptive when it presents things as true that really aren't true or aren't settled science as they would have you believe.
Well, give us a definition of science, first of all, and let's see if we can jump from there into the rest of our discussion.
Well, there are several ways you could approach it, but basically you're looking at observing and testing various things and then developing hypotheses and then seeing whether your further testing and observations fit your hypotheses, and if they do, you can move forward. If not, you need to adjust your hypothesis, and it's an ongoing, really unending cycle.
Well, in other words, it's a process or a discipline that's in an evolutionary process. It's continually developing, never coming to an absolute conclusion. Is that correct?
Well, really, by definition, it has to be that way, because if you think you've arrived at absolute truth or conclusions concerning science, it really ends up being a dead end and doesn't really push you further. So the idea is to just keep moving ahead and understand more and more things about the world in which we live. And of course, because of that, we have the technology we have the medicine that we have, things in astronomy, biology, chemistry. There are tremendous things that come from that process.
So then it's a good process, has some good results, but at the same time, it could have some evil results. And let me bring it back now to our discussion on the series. As I remember, and I saw both of the first two of the 13-part series as well, But it seemed to me, especially in that first series, the first program, they were trying to attack religion, trying to attack the Bible, and defend evolution as the process for the origins of life.
That is true. And what I have found is what they did was they went back to the time of the Inquisition and the time of Galileo and Copernicus, when Galileo was persecuted by the church because he was saying that the earth was not the center of the universe and that the earth revolved around the sun. And you know what? When people try to attack the church or Christianity, they have to go back 500 years to come up with that. And they're really picking a fight they don't have to pick because even the Catholic Church and all of us agree that that was a dark time in the history of Christianity as a whole. And one of the guys they talk about was a guy named Giordano Bruno. He was found guilty as a heretic. They focused on the fact that he agreed with the ideas that Galileo come up with, and that is that the earth revolves around the sun. But what they don't tell you, or they mention it briefly or it comes up, but they don't tell you is that the main heresy charges had to do with the fact that he didn't believe in the deity of Christ and he was a pantheist. And even in the Cosmos series, they talk about this unjust imprisonment of this guy who worshiped the universe.
Well, indeed, they are doing everything they possibly can to wipe out the biblical record of how life was brought into existence. Colossians 1:16, by him, by Jesus Christ, were all things created. The record in Genesis 1 in 6 24-hour days. And when you add up the numbers in the genealogies in Genesis 5, 10, and 11, it seems about like 6,000 years ago that all happened. So, and they have really no basis. There was one observer of all of that, a true scientist, Jesus Christ, who brought it into existence. He gave it to Moses to write down, but they have no way of going back. They're just making many suppositions to come up with what they call true science evolution.
That's right. They have to make many, many presuppositions when they come to their conclusions because, you know, going back to the idea of science, in fact, at the beginning of the series, in the first episode, the host, Neil deGrasse Tyson, mentions a simple set of rules, and the first one that he mentioned is to test ideas by experiment and observation, then build on those ideas that pass the test and reject the ones that fail, and follow the evidence wherever it leads. Well, the problem that you have with doing historical science, and that is trying to go back into the past to put things together that happened in the past, neither can you observe what happened. There were no eyewitnesses to what they would say would be evolution, so there were no witnesses if you believe in evolution. And the other thing is you can't go back and test things. And if it's true that you're going to test things and things continue as they have, one of the things that occurred to me this morning is they talk about life arising in the primordial soup on the earth under very, very hostile conditions. But the thing is, right now you have ideal conditions for life, and yet you can't find anywhere where life is spontaneously arising. So if any place in the universe there would be that life would spontaneously arise out of the right mix of chemicals in the right environment, it should be today.
Absolutely, if they've evolved to that point in time. Let me ask you, I heard a report, read a report actually, about some scientists not included in this particular series on the cosmos, although they did mention the Big Bang, but there are reports that there have been waves. I don't know exactly how you would refer to that, radio waves, I don't know. Anyway, waves indicating there was a Big Bang back there some, whatever, 13, 14 billion years ago. What are your thoughts?
This was a report that came out, and these are concerning what are called gravitational waves. They've known for a long time that there's a background radiation in the universe that they say is the remnant or the telltale signature of the Big Bang, where they can observe it with particular kinds of instruments. And then they've noticed that this background radiation is polarized, which they say is evidence of these gravitational waves. And they say that points to the thing that they've been looking for a long time. Well, For one thing, the margin of error on these calculations and these observations is really huge. The another thing about this whole matter of settled science, when you talk about the Big Bang, they talk about something called inflation in the first trillionth of a second after the Big Bang. And one of the things that they're now saying is that this inflation can happen faster than the speed of light. Well, our understanding is that really nothing can go faster than the speed of light. And if, in fact, the things do happen faster than the speed of light, all bets are off. Just like with Newtonian physics that we believed until Einstein came along, what we observe goes by those rules. And then when you start approaching the speed of light, everything changes, and that's why we can have atom bombs and quantum physics and all that. But if you cross the speed of light, they have no idea what might have happened. It's very possible that God used that, and there were conditions that will never be replicable.
Wow. Very, very interesting insight. One thing I have to say about them admitting or talking about the Big Bang, at least they say there was a beginning, and that's what we believe, Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God did it. And let me ask you two, if you will, as we conclude our conversation, tell me one or two of the greatest danger connected with the theory of evolution, and especially as it relates to this series.
Well, the first, I would go back to the production quality. One of the things that really bothers me about programs like this and other documentaries, for example, there are documentaries out there about dinosaurs, and they're produced as if they are documentaries about the lions of the Serengeti. And the production value is such that, and the narration is such that, you would think that they were actually there recording these. And when you have young, impressionable people, the lines between fiction and fact are just so blurred, it's almost impossible to sort through it. And they do this in the Cosmos series as well. And the other thing is, really goes to the heart of the gospel of Jesus Christ. If man evolved, that means that at some point in time, there were probably millions of human-like creatures that really weren't human. And even if you believe in theistic evolution, then you either have the problem of God breathing into one pair so that we all descend from that pair, then that means that there are other people on the planet who don't have a sin nature because they didn't fall. Or you have the problem of there being many people, and we're not descended from that original pair. And if we don't have a fall that affects the entire human race, then there is no need for a Redeemer to come, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins and to take our place and rise again from the dead. It cuts to the heart of the gospel.
Wow. Amen. Oh, that is key. Cuts to the heart of the gospel as given to us in God's precious, holy, infallible word. David, what a service you have offered to our listeners eavesdropping on this conversation. David James Reports is essential for people to read and listen to these reports, and you may want to re-listen to this one. David, thank you so very much, my good friend. We'll talk again next week.
Always a pleasure.